On the record.
Good afternoon. Today is May 19th, 2025. It's approximately 4:15 p.m. And we're here for hearings office case number 125-0090. My name is hearings officer Nancy Hockman. I'm going to ask each party to state and spell their full name for the record, and if they're appearing in an official capacity, their title. Starting with the person who has office PC, and you do need to unmute yourself by going to the bottom of the screen and clicking where it says audio. So if you have a mouse, put the mouse at the bottom where it says audio.
At the bottom?
There you go. I can hear you now.
Oh, so
please
okay.
Tell your full name and spell your full name.
My first name?
Yeah.
N-I-C-O-L-A-O-S. And my last is F-I-L-I-S.
Thank you. And the person with L. Trussler.
Hi, my name is Lisa Schmutzler. It's L-I-S-A-S-C-H-M-U-T-Z-L-E-R. And I'm standing in for Officer George.
Thank you. And you're a parking code enforcement officer.
I am a supervisor at parking code enforcement.
This hearing is being recorded. It's being held on the Zoom teleconference platform, but it's being recorded by audio only. The audio recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. And I'll ask Mr. Filas, did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing?
Are you talking to me, ma'am?
I am. We sent you a document with your statement of rights for the hearing, and I was wondering if you had an opportunity to read it.
I'm new on this thing, so I didn't know any account or anything like that. And when
okay.
I got...
Well, yeah. I'm going to pull it up so you
okay.
can see it, and you then read it to yourself, and then let me know if you have any questions when you're done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, can you see that document?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah, I got that one.
Okay, do you have any questions about your rights to the hearing?
No, I have no questions. No.
Thank you. Again, my name is hearings officer Nancy Hockman. I'm a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work for the Department of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. Each side will have the opportunity to give sworn testimony, and you'll have the opportunity to ask questions of the other side if you so choose. We have exhibits 1 through 13 that were uploaded to the case management system. And did you have an opportunity to look at those, Mr. Filas?
Phyllis, I got 3 documents. I saw them all.
Okay, there's more than that. So when we if we talk about a document, then I will bring it up and then you can see it. But I will just now, right now, tell you what the documents are. Exhibit one is your request for this hearing. Exhibit two is something called an Aries report, which is a report from the company that towed that says what time they towed it and that where they towed it from, that type of thing. And that tells us whether we have jurisdiction about the case. Exhibit three is the notice of hearing, which you received. Exhibit four is the statement of rights for the hearing we just discussed. Exhibit five is the instructions to get onto the Zoom meeting. Exhibit six is an email that was sent to the parties. The rest of the documents were uploaded by the city. They sent a written report, which I think the supervisor will probably read into the record. They filed Exhibit 8, which is a case detail, and the supervisor will explain that. Exhibit 9 is photos. And Officer Schmutzler, can you tell me when the photos in Exhibit 9 were taken?
Yes. Well, the first were taken on when the vehicle was warned on May 8th. And then when the officer returned on the 14th, she took a few pictures then as well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibit 10 is a citation that was issued to you. Exhibit 11 is photos taken at the time of the citation. Exhibit 12 is what this rules or city code law that the city thinks applies to this case. And Exhibit 13 is a letter sent to you on North Pleasure Drive on May 15th saying that the vehicle had been towed. So do you have any objection to me using any of these exhibits in making my decision, Mr. Filas?
No. Okay.
And Officer Schmutzler, any objection to me using any of these exhibits?
No, not at all.
Okay, so exhibits 1 through 13 are admitted into the record. Now I'm going to ask both parties to please raise their right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth? Starting with Officer Schmutzler, if you agree, please say so.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
And Mr. Filas?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, sir, I'm going to start with you. Please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer didn't follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow was otherwise invalid.
Okay, I didn't know that the officer ordered the towing. What I knew was that I'm in a very tight financial, so I knew my expiration of that was the end of the February. And before that, I got a call. I think it was a January.
I don't think so.
Mr. Schmutzler, would you please mute? Thank you. Please continue, sir.
About January sometimes at night, late at night, I got a call from an officer, because my friend too, and they told me that there was a hit and run on my car. And the car was parking, it was hit so hard, and it moved into the street. So the officer told me he ordered a towing company to come in to come and bring it, you know, the tow it. And I called it.
And when did you get that call?
That was January sometimes. I don't remember exactly the day, man.
Okay.
I have already, the tags were up until February, so, but the officer, I didn't even ask his name. But I, over the phone, he told me, Mr. Phillips, I called the tow truck. And I asked him, can you do me a favor, sir? Because I play for the Portland Police for years, so I know they're nice people. Can you give me, I'm very tight financially. Can you give me a break? I can come over to my, over there with a couple of friends to push it back to where it was. And the officer said, okay, I'll be back in 3 hours, and you can do that. So I went with a couple of friends, so pushed it back where it was. because I couldn't drive it because the right back wheel was bent. That's how hard it was hit. It was hit and run. So, but the tags were there. So I didn't, you know, think, okay, I'll stay for a while. And I'm trying to get something to fix it because the back end was, the bumper was really messed up. I had to, you know, it was expensive. So when my tax expired, I figured, well, I got few 30 days or something. Try to find out something to fix it. Well, then my friend told me that he saw the citation on my car in the morning going to work, and he called me. And he said, you got a ticket. So he gave it to me the next day, and then I went to do DMV and renew the tags right away, the 14. And the tags are heavy. 14
of what month?
14 of this month.
February.
No, 14 of...
May.
May, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Because I got the citation says 8th of May. The police officer says here 8th of May.
Okay.
So I went to the 14. I stayed in. It took me about 1 hour or so in the line in DMV downtown. So I got it. So I was thinking to go the next day to put the tags on. And my friend, the 15. In the morning, he went to work, and then I told him, I texted him, I said, I'm going to come over today, later on, to put the tags. Well, he came back about 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock from work or something. I don't exactly, to be honest with you. But he called me up and said, Nico, your car is not there. And I said, what do you mean? He said, the car is not there. So he called the police. I was going to call because I thought it was a theft. And he said to me, let me call the police and we'll see what happens. So he called them, but the police couldn't give him the information because it's my car. So he called me and I called the police. So I told him, I said, yes, your car was stolen by the speed company, But that's all they told me. And, he stayed that. And then I was talking to some people, said, you can appeal for it. You know, we have a hearing. Because they tried to steal my car here twice, the homeless people. They destroyed twice, and I fixed it. I live by Portland State, the Goose Hollow area, if you're familiar with the area, man. So a lot of cars have been, you know, destroyed. So the second time I fixed it, they destroyed again the whole. So I had to take it to Hood River, and I fixed it over there, and I drove over, but I left it with the tags. I had the tags there. I left it on my friend's place at the street, so you can keep an eye on it.
And when was this? When was this?
That was a year ago, because I had 25 tags, you know, until...
Thank you.
So, and then all of a sudden, I think it was January 9th, it was raining too, it got hit the run. And the officer told me, the story I told you that he gave me a break, and they push it to the side. And the thing is, before I had expired tags again over there, and the city put a note on my car for it's going to be towed. And I called them, and so I told the officer of whoever I said, listen, I had this problem with the homeless here. So the gentleman gave me an extra 20 days to get things straight with my car.
And that was last time, right? That wasn't May.
This time, no. That was when I got the tags, you know, regular. Okay. You know, yeah.
Thank you.
So he gave me 20 days, and I went over there and I towed my car to Hood River. And I took I got the tags and I drove my car, but I left it over there at the southeast side. So I was expecting. I mean, the towing didn't make any sense to me. I thought they were stolen. And I found out it was towed. And I don't understand why the city, if the city had done it, how come I didn't get any towing notice or something, you know, that, you know. And the officer gave me the citation. I understand that. But the towing is the thing that I don't understand, basically. I don't know all the rules, of course, but You know, I never, you know.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Officer Schmutzler, do you have any questions for the appellant based on his testimony?
Well, so, no, I guess I don't.
Okay, so we'll go to your testimony.
Okay. So the complaint on this vehicle came in April 5th from a citizen, and one of our Beninato officers, Officer George, went out and saw the Volkswagen, and it, in addition to having expired registration, it appeared inoperable, which is also a violation per abandoned auto. So at that time, she put a green warning, a green tow warning on the vehicle.
That was on April 5th?
That was on May 5th. So the complaint came in on April 2nd. And my officer went out on May 8th. And that's when she put the green warning on the vehicle. And then on the 14th, when she returned, the vehicle was still there and inoperable. And unfortunately, the tags were still expired, which, so she ordered the tow on it. And then actually on the green warning, there was her number that stated that she didn't receive any communication with the gentleman. So given that, she towed the vehicle.
Okay, and I'm bringing up a picture of a warning, a green warning tow tag that was put on the vehicle on April 8th, 2025. And sir, I'll flip
through May,
the picture.
May 8th.
You're right, May 8th. So I'm just going to flip through the pictures for the appellant's reference. And these are the pictures, I think, taken on the day the tow was ordered. And Officer Schmutzler, looking at the pictures that were taken on the day that the citation was issued, I'm going to bring that up now. Give me a second here. This is Exhibit 11. So these are the pictures that were taken on the day the citation was issued. And I don't see a green tag on it.
No, the green tag is from the pictures that were taken on the 8th.
Okay, well, these pictures I'm looking at now were taken on the 8th. Although the pictures that I just showed a minute ago, which I think are undated, do show the green warning sticker put on the 8th. So I'm just pointing out that these other pictures that were taken on the 8th don't have the green warning tag on it. But I did see the one that has the green warning tag showing the date of the 8th.
Yes.
Okay. And I think I interrupted your testimony. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. Just that it's in violation of 16.90.005, so it is a valid tow.
And that section is the definition of abandoned auto, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, sir, do you have any questions for the officer based on her testimony?
Well, I'm not. Like you said, you didn't see the green tag on my car on the 8th. And all of a sudden, the other one, in the other picture, it was on it. I don't explain. I can't explain that. But my friend, he was interested in buying the car. That's the reason I parked it over there, besides being a little safer. He would check my car every day. And when coming from work and going to work. And he didn't see except the ticket. And he called me, Nico, you have a ticket. I said, anything else? He said, no. And then, okay, I told him, actually, I said, I think it's a citation for expired tags. And I said, okay, so he gave it to me. And then the next day I went to DMV and got the tags. So it would be very, he saw the first green tag I told you a year ago, and he saw that. And he called me, hey, you know, you got that. So all of a sudden, he missed this one now, but he couldn't miss the other one. It's a little bit, you know, but I don't know. And I'm not calling the lady or anything, but it's not easy to, especially a tag like that, which is big and very visible. And I don't know, it's your decision, man, but.
And it doesn't, the photo I looked at from the 8th didn't show the citation either, so.
Yeah.
Ones that were, that I saw that were taken out.
Yeah. Well, okay. The reason they don't show the citation is my friend had taken it away. That's why.
No, I think the citations are put on when the pictures are taken. But anyway. So, okay. Ms. Schmutzler, anything else to add?
No, not really.
No,
Officer Schmutzler?
I do not. Although in the picture, there is one picture with the citation in the under the windshield wiper and the green warning tag at the same time.
Right. So, and when were those pictures taken?
I'm sure that was taken when she warned the vehicle on the 8th.
Okay, and I'm going to just bring that up so the appellant can see that with the citation and the tag, since you don't have the exhibits.
I wonder if you could bring up his citation, because there's also pictures on that as well.
Okay, first I'm going to bring up the pictures that you, the one you mentioned. Okay, so I think this is the picture the officer is referring to, sir, with the citation.
Yes,
and
it's the, that one. Yeah.
And now I'll bring up the citation itself that you asked me to bring up. And sir, your vehicle is still in storage, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I think they have it in the speed they told me.
Okay. And here is the citation.
Well, yeah. I have it.
Officer, did you want to point something out about the citation itself?
Yeah, if you could scroll down to the bottom, I believe there's some pictures on that.
No, I think those are on, they're another exhibit. Oh. This exhibit is one page.
Oh, okay. And actually, now that I think about it, they may have put the warning on after the citation, because the citation doesn't require a warning. So forget, excuse me, let's retract what I just was going to say.
Thank you. Okay, we'll end the testimony there, but since the vehicle is still in storage, I do have to rule in the record, so I'm going to ask the clerk to go off the record while I look at the testimony and the law, and I'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
On the record.
Thank you. Department Code Section 1690.005 gives the definition of an abandoned vehicle, and that includes both when a vehicle does not have an unexpired registration showing, and if the vehicle appears to be inoperative. And the officer found that the vehicle met both of these definitions of abandoned vehicle. And also, in order to meet the definition of abandoned vehicle, it has to be on the right-of-way for more than 24 hours, which this vehicle was. So I am finding that the vehicle met the definition of abandoned vehicle. I am finding by a preponderance of the evidence, or more than 50%, that the green tag warning of the tow was put on the vehicle on May 8th. It specifically shows that day and the time that it was put on. And there is a picture of the citation with both a photo of both the citation and the warning on the vehicle. So I think your friend dismissed the warning, which was on the other side of the car. The vehicle was towed on May 14th, which was more than 72 hours later. So the vehicle did receive the required warning that it would be towed under the law. The vehicle may have actually been registered. And it's unfortunate that before you had a chance to put the stickers on, it was towed. But what the law says is that if a vehicle is not showing the registration, then it could be towed as abandoned. And it's also unfortunate that you said you're in a difficult financial situation, because the law specifically says that I'm not allowed to take that into account in making my decision. So the bottom line is that I am finding the tow valid, which means that the tow and storage costs are on you, not on the city. So I would go and get the car out as soon as possible. And I will be issuing a more detailed written order within about a week or so, but this is your notice that I'm finding the tow valid. If you think my decision's wrong, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that will be included in my decision. So thank you for both appearing today. I appreciate the time and effort you put into it. And at this point, we'll go off the record. Thank you.
Thank you.